It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. How did it feel when film composer and 2015 Oscar winner Ennio Morricone signed a new record deal with Decca this year? I was thrilled, said the 88-year-old Italian composer known as Il Maestro, who lives in Rome. Morricone 60 is an album of favorites that he reimagined for the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, who's worked with him on several international movie scores. Included are the usual suspects from spaghetti westerns, Once Upon a Time in the West, and A Fistful of Dynamite, but also more recent, lesser-known music from Italian films. I welcomed the opportunity to record them again as I first heard them, with whatever changes I saw fit, of course, he says. You want the music, genre or not, to be open to interpretation, he said. Despite A-list directors and scoring films such as The Untouchables, Hamlet, Bugsy, In the Line of Fire, Wolf, and others, Morricone had never won an Academy Award. It was only with 2015's The Hateful Eight from director Quentin Tarantino that the composer, orchestrator, and conductor finally won the Oscar. Do birds like classical music, opera, or heavy metal better? One art project is trying to get the bottom of the matter. Pandora Bird, identifying the types of music that may be favored by our avian co-inhabitants, by artist Elizabeth Demaray, in collaboration with computer scientist Ahmed Al-Gamal and Rutgers University's Art and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. Looks like a simple blue bird feeder, but it functions like a music streaming and recommendation service. While it plays songs, a camera connected to a computer photographs and identifies specific species and tracks how long each bird stays. If a bird feeds until the end of a tune, the system plays another one with similar qualities. Demaray wants to build a database of the songs preferred by our feathered friends and eventually make a music discovery service for them. Nobody has ever studied what type of music our avian co-inhabitants might prefer, Demaray said. It's our hope that Pandora Bird allows us to better understand and communicate with the other life forms in our shared ecosystem. A previous setup in Philadelphia showed more birds flock to the feeder when Debussy was playing than when there was silence. Also, Metallica seemed to attract house finches more than house sparrows. Demaray hopes to eventually put together Pandora Bird kits so we can rig up our own feeders. In the meantime, she'll be updating her blog with newly collected data. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.